This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everybody. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Pei Gimel. We're up to Se'if Dalet Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis. Let's review Siv Dalet outside. We read it inside yesterday. We're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber said that a Beis HaKisa that's dug and the opening of it is 4 amos away from the hole, and it's on a slope where the excrement rolls down and falls far away, or the urine falls down into the hole, so it's like it's sealed up and you're allowed to say Shema. This is this is a certain type of bathroom where the tzoyah doesn't remain there. We spoke out yesterday, that's the Chazon Ish HaSafik. What about our bathrooms? Do we say also it's flushed to a faraway place? Or do we say, since it does stay there for some time until you flush, it's considered like a real full-fledged bathroom? But this bathroom, it doesn't even stay there momentarily. So, im ein boi reyach ra, if there's no smell, and they have good aim, as we said, then it's okay. The Rama says, aval, im mashtinu mehem lefamim, if they sometimes urinate there, then aser lahar b'hem adivrei Torah, you can't be mahar adivrei Torah, kol shekein likrois kriya shema, certainly to say Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan yud beis, aval mashtinim, ratzalam rav, afilu b'sha she'ein shamei raglayim ve'ein b'hem reyach ra, even at a time that there's no urine and there's no bad smell. Lefi sheyesh sheim beis hakise amakom zeh shemei chutz laguma shemashinim sham. Meaning, if they urinate, not down the pipe, not down the slope, but if they urinate there, meaning the Mechaber says they're not mashtin chutz laguma, but if they are mashtin chutz laguma, in other words, if they don't have good aim, and they're sometimes urinating in the perimeter, then the halacha will be that it is an issue. Because, says Mishnah Berurah, lefi sheyesh shem beis hakise amakom zeh shemechutz laguma, outside of this area, it has a shem beis hakise, shemashinim sham. Because of Ataz, writes Ataz, the mikamakom, lemechitzais beis hakise hazeh, Ein lohem din mechitzais beis hakise laharchik mehem mikenegdan. The partitions of this beis hakise do not have the status of mechitzais of a beis hakise to distance opposite them. V'chanal b'siv katan hei, and like we said in siv katan hei, d'ha b'mei raglayim ein iser min ha-Torah ela keneged ha-kiluach levad. Because when it comes to urine, it's only usar opposite the flow. When it falls to the ground, it's only rabbinically prohibited. And the fact that sometimes you urinate on the floor there does not render it a place that is, it does not render it a beis hakise, that the wall should be considered mechitzos beis hakise. Venera. It would seem the oisan hamakoymesh shenoygin lasos makom miyuchad lahashtana lakoil, that those places that they customarily make a place, a designated place to urinate, v'yadua sha'oisan ha-mekomis masrichin ma'oid, and we know those places smell very much. Meaning, we're talking about like this. We're talking about this area. You defecate or urinate down a hole and it rolls down, but sometimes, occasionally, people have bad aim. So then we say that you can't learn or daven there, but the mechitzos are not considered mechitzos beis hakise. However, something that's designated for everyone to urinate, and it smells very bad, gam al mechitzos sein yesh shem beis hakise l'chal dinav, then the walls do have the shame of a beis hakise, dumya de avid shomei raglayim shemavoyar, just like a bowl of urine that shemavoyar b'harbe poiskim de isurei min ha-Torah. So it's very interesting, by the way. Even though by Meiraglayim, we said only the Kiluach is considered Asa Midaraisa, but once it hits the ground, it's Midrabanan. But if it's an official urinal, where that's where it gathers, then even on the ground it would be Asur Midaraisa. You hear the chiddush? This is a major chiddush. That by tsaya, the tsaya itself is Dairaisa. By Meiraglaim, only the kiluach is Dairaisa. But if it's a makkaim where it gathers and it smells very bad, that is a Isur Dairaisa as well. It's exceptionally putrid. The same thing would be here. If you have a makayim that's miyuchad lahashtana. V'ayin b'simen ayin tes, b'primagadim, d'daitai, d'meraglayim, ha-masriach, yisurai min ha-toira. Urine that really smells is dairaisa. That's why we said earlier in Simen Ayin Zansiv Katan Beis, that normally meraglayim, you could be mevatel with the revius, but meraglayim, that's masriach, that's aser medaraisa, it's not enough, berevius, you need to be mevatel the smell, right? That's okay. So this chiddush that sometimes urine could be daraisa has an afgamina in the realm of bittel. That normally meir aglaim you could be mevatel berevius, but if it's masriach and it's iser daraisa, you have to be mevatel the smell. Okay, we're gonna hold it here today. Tomorrow we'll continue simen pei gimel sif hei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.